Today's opinion poll bounce for Julia Gillard is likely to quieten further talk of another leadership challenge by Kevin Rudd. And it coincides with the release of a new book by the former journalist James Button, who went to write speeches for Mr. Rudd when he was still Prime Minister. It was an ill-starred venture, as we'll hear. But as he went on to write speeches inside the PM's department rather than directly for the man, the experience did give James Button a view from inside government which few journalists have had. In his first interview about the book Speechless, James Button described to me what happened.
Well, Mark, I only met Kevin Rudd twice, but I spoke to many, many people who had worked for him and around him. And
the fact that you'd only met him twice is indicative. Why was that?
Yes, well, I had two meetings with him, and after the second meeting, I wrote a speech draft that he didn't like, and that was really the end of our relationship.
And you heard, I believe, that he didn't like it in quite a spectacular way.
Yes, I heard that he read it on a plane, had a tantrum, and that was it. And I did check that story later to make sure it was correct. And I think that it was very important to Kevin Rudd that he express himself in a particular way. But the problem was that that way wasn't working for him. It was his speeches were not working. They were not reaching people. And I was not his only speechwriter. There were other speechwriters. And the government was failing significantly to tell its story at that time. It was doing good work on the global financial crisis, but completely failing to get that message out to the public. And he, as the leader of the government, really was the person who had to do that.
But that tantrum on a plane will ring bells with a few people.
The thing is, as I say, I only met him twice, but the consistent message that I had in Canberra over and over was that he treated his staff very poorly. He worked them very, very hard, then didn't thank them for the work they had done. He lost his temper often. And in the end, these things matter because his staff were very loyal to him, but they matter because politics is a human profession. And in the end, his treatment not only of staff but of backbenchers meant that when he got into real strife in the middle of 2010, he had no support. And backbenchers who might have given another leader more leeway absolutely refused to give it to him. And the vote against him would have been so strong that he chose not to stand. Politics is people work very hard, they are very loyal to a leader, but they have to get something back.
And what about the speeches? I think you describe in the book watching him speak off the cuff and absolutely captivating an audience, and then putting his head down and reading a speech for half an hour and boring them stupid.
He could be good off the cuff, and I give an example in the book of a speech that he gave at a Lions conference where he did this Federation Mexican wave where he got all the states one by one to put their hands up, and it was good. It was good political theatre. But then he began reading a speech, and Kevin Rudd's speeches were always far too long. I think it was Ronald Reagan who said no speech should ever be more than 20 minutes. Kevin would give speeches of 35, 40-minute duration, 45. You cannot hold an audience for that time, especially when his speeches lacked structure and they were often lists. You need to be able to tell a story, but even an audience won't be patient for a 45-minute story.
And there was an occasion, or maybe more than one occasion, when he had four people writing one script for him, one speech for him, and then he sort of tears little bits out of each of them. Was that happening?
That's right. It was a strange way to write a speech. Speeches need to be written from start to finish with the same mind on them. You can't just slice and dice them and then put them together. So I found it a very strange way to write a speech. The mystery to me of Kevin Rudd is the apology speech, because it is a very fine speech. I really do admire that speech.
I was going to ask you about that. You obviously didn't write that. That was before No. You got there. Did he write that on his own?
I believe so. There were contributions from people that went into the speech, but I think a large part of it was written by Kevin Rudd himself. And one of the powerful things about that speech, which I say in the book, is that it's got this wonderful story in it of Nana Fajo, which he tells well. And I think that story, the human connection there, really makes it work. But unfortunately, he was not able to establish that human connection at other times when he was making speeches. When I was in Canberra, I learnt just how important the speech is in political life. And I think it it is emblematic of the failure of Kevin Rudd's prime ministership, his inability to give good speeches.
I'm just wondering whether it was because he never felt that he'd found anybody who could write a speech that accurately measured his voice, if you like, or whether he is just so obsessive that he just can't leave it alone.
I say in the book that how he expressed himself was very important to him, and he really believed that nobody else had found his voice. But the problem was that voice was not working. There was no clear story. You've got to strip back all the data and the detail to find the story that is human, that connects with people. And I think you've got to trust other people to help you do that. And he couldn't do that.
And when you look at the situation now where people keep on talking about him coming back, can you ever see him coming back?
I can't. No, I can't. I think that the Labor Party made its decision in February of this year. And I may be proved hopelessly naive about this, but I really think that a lot of the media speculation about Rudd coming back is not right.
James Button in our Melbourne studios talking about his new book, Speechless, and that was part of a longer interview, which will be on this week's edition of Friday Late.